I don't know if that was my intro, but hey guys. Okay. This is so okay. Here we are. It's been a long time. I didn't expect it to be this long. I honestly thought that like during my gap year, I was gonna like knock out these episodes. I was gonna have so much to talk about. Life had other plans. Low-key forgot about this, but hey, we're back. And honestly, the reason that I like remembered about this, I was making a vlog on my like photo booth and I ran out of storage and I was like, okay, I'll make a voice note or whatever, and here I am, podcast remembered. But I really do miss like talking on here and just like posting it for the general public. Like, it's kind of fun. And I do feel like I have things to say to impact people, and if not to make like an actual positive impact, to just like entertain y'all, I guess, or I don't know, keep y'all busy for a little bit. But I feel like this is so funny to me because it's just been a really long time. But if you're listening to this, you a real one. But I feel like for like a long time, I was just like, I don't really have anything to talk about on here. Like, I don't know if anyone wants to listen to me. But I honestly just have to remind myself that this is something that like I really did find joy in. It's just something that like, if not for anyone else, it's really for me. Like, it's like a digital diary of my thoughts and experiences. So here I am once again. It is November. This is not planned at all. Usually I have like an outline of stuff that I want to talk about. I don't have that right now, so bear with me. There's gonna be a lot of in this episode because I'm just here. We're just here. And you know what? That's okay. We just gotta be present. And I just felt like doing this in the moment, so here I am. But I will start by giving an update because y'all really haven't heard from me since, I don't know, after I graduated or something. But yeah, I am currently in grad school. Oh my gosh, can y'all believe? I was making videos about, or not videos, oh my god, episodes about like my goals of wanting to be in grad school and like what I was interested in and stuff. And like months later, here I am. First semester, it has been a ride. It's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. I will say though that I know this is what I want to do. It has been very fun. It's also just been very hard. And I feel like, I don't know, like, so I'm just like really confused because I've heard from so many different people, like professors, grad school people, friends, da da da, that like mixed things about your first year. So like I've heard that like your first year of grad school is the easiest year because it's gonna get hard after this. But I've also heard that the first year is like really tough. Like tougher than like the next coming years. So I'm just kinda like, I don't know, cause your girl is kind of struggling. Is it gonna get worse? I honestly don't think it can get worse because I feel like there's just so many things. I hope not. Okay. I feel like there's just so many things that are going on. Like, I moved to a new state. I live alone. I miss all my friends and family and everyone close to me. I just have to become familiar with like a new environment and stuff. And then just also like school. Like being in grad school is like such a different level of like work than undergrad, like as you could imagine. Like I would hope so, but like but like I feel like I don't know, like I feel like I knew grad school was gonna be hard, like especially being in a PhD program. Like I didn't really think I was gonna just like breeze through it, but it's also just been very difficult. And I feel like it's really come in like waves as well. Like the first couple weeks I was really struggling. I was like, this is a lot of reading. I'm a slow reader. Yeah, I don't know how this is gonna get done. And then I felt like I was kind of getting the hang of things. So like the first couple months of the semester, I only had three classes, and then I got really used to having three classes. And when my fourth class started, which was like an 8 week course, I was like, oh, this is a lot. And then midterms happened, and I literally felt like I was drowning. I was like, what is going on? Like, yeah, like there were just so many things. So I feel like it's just been in waves. Now I feel a little bit more like stable. Like I'm like, okay, I got this. But it's also like things really did die down, and now it's like Thanksgiving break, so that could be why I feel really chill. Who knows? But honestly, like I am really proud of myself because I was just really scared to move here. I was really scared to start this program. But I'm here. I'm like 4 months in. Like we're almost at the end of the semester. So I gotta give myself props for that. Like I am doing the thing. It may be hard, but I can do hard things. Honestly, I feel like I just told someone that like the other day. Like it's so true. Like it sounds very much like cliche, but it's so true. Like things will be hard, but we can do hard things. We have done hard things. Like just gotta keep going. And I feel like every day I am trying to remember that this doesn't have to be my whole entire life. Like it is a large part of my life, but it's not all that I am, and it's not my entire life. So I guess I am still trying to find that balance and trying to like put myself first because I'm ARBA before I'm a grad student, if that makes sense. This is so funny. Oh my gosh. I just haven't done this in a long time. But yeah, like honestly, like I've just been trying to put myself first and stuff and prioritize like self-care and stuff. And I feel like that was going like really well in the beginning of the semester. Like I was like meditating every single morning, like drinking my tea, having my alone time before class or work or whatever. And I was like consistently working out at the end of the day. And then I don't know like what disrupted that. It might have been midterms. It might have just been like, I don't know. But that just kind of like stopped for a little bit. And then I was like sleeping a little bit later, still having to wake up early. And then I wasn't exercising as much. So I was just like down bad personally and also with school. So I feel like I'm slowly like just trying to get back on track. And it's just like the little things, like honestly, like just like having like an hour in the morning for me to sit there, meditate, drink my tea, and just be present and calm before all this work is really like key for me. And then making sure that like I'm ending my day like doing something that's good for me. So like I like to like work out at the end of the day because I just like to like sweat it out, like move my body a little bit. You know, like I need to break a sweat. I feel like on days that I don't break a sweat, I feel like not good. Like, I don't know. But just also things like stretching and just making sure that I'm just like taking care of my physical body. But yeah, also just like doing little stuff like eating more vegetables. That has been really good for me. It's so funny, like I'm vegan, but I swear to like last year I did not like vegetables. And then all of a sudden, here I am. But I am still really picky, so that's another conversation. But I just feel like I have been like trying to really take care of myself and stuff. And then what else do I do? Like, I don't really do anything. Also, just like I also did know that like moving to a new state was gonna be really hard for me, like socially. 'Cause all my friends are back home. So it's been like hard, I guess, as I've been experiencing a lot of feelings of loneliness. So yeah, that's still a work in progress. Like, I'll come back with an update, I don't know, hopefully next semester. But that's where I'm at with that. It also is like hard though, because I am naturally just a homebody. Like, I'm very introverted, so I guess like connecting with people in the first place is really hard, and then kind of like building on that friendship is difficult. Especially because like everyone in grad school is really doing their own thing. Like, you're not really in a dorm or like on campus all the time to really like interact. And that's kind of like something I might do next semester, like stay on campus more. 'Cause right now, right after my class, I'm gone. Like, I'm like on my way home. So that might be something that I start doing, like hanging out at the library a little bit more, just to be like out and about and maybe like make some friends. But yeah, I feel like currently, like right now, like the day I'm recording this, I am in a good mood. I'm having a great day. I went to the gym. I went to Target. That's all I did actually, but it was a great day. I feel pretty good, so that's good. I used to do these things. I used to do mental health check-ins on here. It's supposed to be at the beginning of the episode, but my bad, I forgot. So essentially it's me asking you guys listening to take a moment to check in with yourself mentally and see how you're doing. I feel like we really do go throughout our days just like moving and like going and just like nonstop, just like doing stuff, and we don't really like take a second to reflect on how we're really feeling. So use this time to think about how you're feeling today. And I'm gonna do the same. And I usually do mine out loud. This is so funny. Like, I just haven't recorded this in such a long time. And I'm like, am I gonna post this? Well, if you're listening to it, I posted it. So, hey. But, so for me, like, my mental health check-in right now, like, I honestly, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably at like a 9 right now. 'Cause I am feeling really good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good. But yeah, and that's just because we're on break right now, so I am not stressed. But also, like, I just ate really good food today. Like, I meal prepped. That makes me happy. I went to the gym today. I like when I go to the gym. I took a great shower after. I'm just like up today. I'm so up. Like, I'm having a good day. I've been watching Scandal. I'm on season 5. So I'm like almost done with it, but it's a good show that I really do like. And also, I'm podcasting again, and this is like one of my hobbies that I've neglected for too long. So it does feel nice to be like doing it again and hopefully like be consistent. I'm not really, I know I did this like last year too. I was like, I'm gonna try to be more consistent. Honestly, I'm gonna post when I post. Like, I feel like I might not always have something to say every week or every other week. So when I do, I'm gonna get on here and I'm gonna post. So yeah, that's the goal, to just post when I need to or when I feel like it or when I have something to talk about, something worth sharing. But I was gonna say something and I don't remember. This is why we need outlines. This is why we need outlines. This is so funny. I'm gonna listen to this and be like, girl. But I think that I am doing a really good job just surviving here, just making it through my days. And I'm very excited to go home for winter break and turn my brain off because my brain has been working overtime. Like, I know, literally, like, my brain is working overtime because the amount of stuff that I read in 4 months and the amount of papers that I've written in 4 months. Girl, but yeah, no, I'm excited to be in this program. I'm excited to just like become a psychologist. Give me 6 years, y'all. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think like one thing I'm just like really, really trying to like navigate is like setting like boundaries with like stuff to like, what am I saying? Like setting boundaries with like work, honestly, because I know, like, I think I like said this earlier too. Like, I'm trying not to make grad school my whole personality, but it is a really big part of my life. But it's just like, I feel like even when I'm like at the gym or like even when I'm in bed, I'm thinking about all the things that I need to do and it like stresses me out. And then I need to write things down or else they're gonna be stuck in my brain. I just don't know how to like turn my mind off for grad school and all the things that I need to get done. You know, like I just feel like I'm always like thinking like I gotta do the next thing. And then it's like, you know, like you like submit an assignment, and it's just like, yes, like I'm done. That like relief that you feel, it literally lasts 2 seconds because you got something else to do. Like it's just been like nonstop. And like I just feel like that's also very hard because it's just like hard to like put your all into an assignment if you have so many due. Like, it's like at some point you're just trying to like get it done and not really like get it done to the best extent that you can. So that's something that I am trying to learn, or like manage, I guess is a better word. But yeah, that's that. Before I like end this episode, I'm just gonna reflect on my like goals. And again, I do not have an outline. This is really just coming out of my head. Anything that I can think of. I guess like grad school goals. I don't really know if I mean like entire grad school goals or like first year of grad school. If I say grad school one more time, like it's making my brain hurt, but like first year of grad school goals. because these goals can are like very broad, but I really do want to like improve on my presentation skills. I don't like presenting, never have, probably never will. But I do need to get better at it. So even if I don't like it, even if it makes me very, very, very uncomfortable, I feel like it's something that I really actively have to challenge myself to get better at. So that is one of my goals, to get better at presenting. Also, to just like feel like I know what I'm doing with like research in general too, because I feel like I'm just like so confused. There's just so much to learn, like so many like stuff when it comes to the research process, that I feel like I really need to like develop some skills. And lastly, I want to like just be, I guess this does like come with time, but I just want to be more confident in my clinical skills, because I like, even like now, like I get really nervous before my sessions with clients. I'm like, oh my god, like this is so like, I don't know, it's just so like, it's not like scary, like that's not the right word, but it's just very much like nerve-wracking, like I just, that's something that I want to get better at, and I want to feel more confident. That's definitely like a time thing, like a practice thing, a supervision thing. But that is one of my goals, because I think I really do enjoy talking to people about emotions and stuff. But I feel that there's just so much to learn. There's just so much to learn. Honestly, like, I need to be easier on myself. Like, I just got here 2 seconds ago. Like, that's another, like, really hard thing, is just, like, comparing yourself to, like, other or, like, older grad students in the program who just, like, speak and they're so smart and, like, they have all these experiences, and it's just, like, oh my god, like, I want to be you. But yeah, okay guys, this is enough like rambling. I'm gonna watch some TV and go to sleep and enjoy not having class tomorrow. But yeah, thanks for listening. If you are listening, whoever is listening, thank you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you are doing well. And I will be back sometime with another episode to talk about something else. I feel like I can like really document like my grad school journey and stuff that I'm learning and stuff. So that will be really good. And just also like interesting like topics that I find. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I sound like a YouTuber, like, thanks for listening. But seriously, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, 25 minutes, have a great day, and we'll talk later. Bye.